community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm all the better for seeing you. Now, you're the organiser of the Brentwood Festival, is that right?
Well, I have a self-titled role as coordinator, but okay. we're very much a team. So my job is to make sure that everybody's in the right place at the right time.
Right.
But there's a whole cluster of us who put this on. So I would love to take all the credit, but I can't.
I've got to say, first and foremost, you do a fantastic job for this. It's not the easiest thing in the world to organise, and it must take you a whole year in the run-up to it to organise it.
It does, actually, and the event is growing year on year, so it takes more and more resources to put it on. But then we're getting stuff back out of it, so everybody's having a great time. The headliners are getting bigger and bigger, and we're getting a bigger and bigger crowd as well.
You're doing amazing things for Brentwood. It really is putting us on the map, and I really do thank you on behalf of all the Brentwood people.
It's well, you're very welcome.
Amazing.
Well, actually, we are so excited this year because we've got more international visitors
oh, really?
Than we've ever had. We have people booking from Ireland to come to see the Boomtown Rats.
Really?
People coming from Denmark, from Holland. We've even got somebody who's coming from New Zealand just for the festival.
Oh my word, that's fantastic.
So how that's amazing fantastic. Is that?
You've beaten Towie hands down.
Not sure they'd want to hear that.
Well, you have, though, haven't you? I mean, look what you're achieving here. It's fantastic.
It really is. It's amazing to see how much it is spreading. And
yeah.
I think it's, you know, the challenge that we always have is how do you grow the event but still keep that really nice kind of chilled out, feel-good vibe that we're known for?
Yeah.
And that's where we're trying to make sure that we keep the core of what the festival is all about, but still add lots of really interesting bits around the fringes.
Now, there may be people listening that don't know much about the Brentwood Festival. So, first of all, let's have the dates.
Sure, 15th to the 17th of July, so about 6 weeks away now.
Fantastic, very close. You must be getting very busy by now.
Yeah, we're a little busy.
Also, how much is it for the weekend? And because I know you do individual tickets, don't you? And then a weekend pass.
We do. The weekend pass is only £50.
Oh, is that all?
That is all. £50 for all of the fantastic lineup that we have on offer.
That's amazing, Laurie.
If you want to upgrade to camping, whether you want to go in a tent or if you've got a motorhome or a caravan, it's only £60. That includes the festival and your camping.
That's fantastic.
It's superb.
And what about if somebody's got a particular artist, they just want to come and see them? How much are the daily tickets?
Day passes start from £22.50.
See, even that, that's so cheap.
If you think of what
so
you would
cheap.
Pay if you went to any other venue
oh, yeah,
to
I
hear
know.
This quality lineup, you'd be paying 2, 3, 4 times that.
Yeah, easy, so, easy.
But we really try to keep the ticket price at the lowest possible cost as possible because we want people to come. This is all about charity.
Yep.
So we've got our nominated charity of Blesma.
Right.
They're an Essex-based charity that supports limbless veterans.
Uh-huh.
So we want people to come and we want people to have a good time and we want people to be supporting the charity.
Fantastic. Well, fingers crossed you take as much. Hopefully it'll be a fantastically good weather weekend.
Oh, knock on wood.
Because that will obviously boost the gate, won't it? More people will want to come out. You'll have queues everywhere.
Oh, well, actually, you say that, but we think that this year we're selling most of our tickets in advance.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we're already double where we were last year. It has become such a popular
That's
event.
Fantastic.
So people are actually planning for the festival.
That's really
so they've
good.
They've got the tickets, which is fantastic. It means we're going to get them in. They can get their prime spots. We want people to bring picnic blankets and deck chairs. And you just get yourself all comfy and cozy for a wonderful weekend of music.
So we're going to concentrate on the stage two at the moment. But let's have a quick run through of all the artists that are on stage one, all the prime artists on stage one.
Yes. So, I mean, we're so excited about our headliners this year. On Friday, we've got Soul to Soul.
Wow.
And the Brand New Heavies.
Wow.
Proper party night, followed by an after party being hosted by the one and only Tony Smith.
Yeah, well, no, he does a lot. He does a lot down there, doesn't
he? So he's going to be DJing until 1 o'clock in the morning for those people who want to stay up that late. Then on Saturday, we've got Level 42 headlining. How incredible
That's
is that?
Amazing.
One of my favourite bands.
Yeah, mine too.
And they're being supported by The Duelers and Missing Andy.
Fantastic. And what about on the Sunday?
The Sunday, wow, that's when we kind of pull out all the stops. We've got the Boomtown Rats closing out the festival. And before then, we're going to have Tony Hadley and ABC.
See, that's absolutely fantastic. That really is good. So we're going to be sponsoring the second stage, aren't we, Phoenix
FM? That's right.
FM.
So what we've previously called a very kind of bland stage two, this year is going to be the Phoenix FM stage. So we're really excited to have Phoenix on board. And we've got some superb talent. We have been so focused in our promo in talking about the headliners, because obviously they're incredibly talented, but actually we've got some really good acts on the Phoenix FM stage. On Saturday we've got people like, I'm pulling up my notes here, we've got The Cracked.
Right.
And The Cracked are touring the festival circuit right now. They've got the most amazing world beat vibe going on. And after them, we've got The Reggaelators. And The Reggaelators, as you might guess from their name, do a lot of reggae and ska. And they regularly support The Duelers when they perform at the Indigo at O2. So we've brought them down from Birmingham to play at our festival. And they're going to be playing, guess what? Right before The Duelers. So anybody who's into that whole kind of ska world,
that's coming back, you know, it's coming back into fashion.
It really is. So we've got that going on all afternoon on Saturday. So that should be, again, if we get the sun on our side,
that's
going to
be
fantastic. A nice party atmosphere. And then on the Sunday, we've got some bands that I know that Phoenix FM listeners will be very familiar with. People like Paolo Moreno. He's a one-man band who creates the most phenomenal sound. He's got all these looping tracks that he works into his music, and it's just the most unique, incredible sound. He's somebody you do not want to miss. Before him, we've got Michelle Ward's band, Defunct, and they're going to be doing soul, funk, and basically creating a disco in the middle of the field.
Fantastic. This is really good. So what are the opening times of the whole festival?
On the Saturday and the Sunday, the gates open at 12 noon, and the music goes on till late. On Friday, the gates open at 6 o'clock, so you can put in a full day at work if you want to. Maybe take the day off. But you can come down after work, and the bar will be open, and the party gets started about 7:30.
That's a really good, interesting thing you just said. The bar will be open. What other sides? Have you got food and drink available for people?
We do. Well, we've got a Real Ale and Cider tent that's being sponsored by the Brentwood Brewing Company.
That'll be full.
Which will be absolutely, that'll be me at the front of the queue, pushing everybody out of the way. We've got a street food area, so we've got everything from your traditional kind of hamburgers and wraps, but we've also got gluten-free. We're trying to cater for every dietary need that people might have. So we've got the street food going on. We've got market stalls. We've got a fun fair. And this year, we've got lots of free activities for people to do. So we've got a whole bouncy castle world.
Oh, really?
Completely free.
That's fantastic.
For the kids to do.
That'll
all
keep
weekend.
Them busy.
And kids under 10 go free to the festival anyway. So the kids could be jumping on the bouncy castle while the parents are enjoying all of the music.
Yeah.
And then we've also got a arts and crafts activity that's being sponsored by Zinc Arts, which is a centre up in Chipping-Ongar. And they're going to come down and people are going to be able to make all sorts of arts and crafty things that they can wear.
That's fantastic. You have put a lot of work into this, haven't you?
Well, we have. Well, we listen really carefully to what people tell us. And we try to deliver what they want.
Well,
we've got the VIP area, posh loos.
I mean, the VIP area, the tickets for those are normally a little bit more expensive, aren't they? How much are they?
They are. Well, Friday night is already sold out.
Oh, really? Oh, Laurie, what an amazing job you're doing.
Well, do you know what? Soul to soul, brand new heavy.
Yeah, that's right. That says it all, doesn't it?
People want to come and have a great time. On the Saturday and Sunday, we have a few VIP tickets left at £75 each.
Okay, that's...
And that includes things like a complimentary drink on arrival. You've got a free buffet. You've got prime viewing seats. You've got access to the posh loos. You've got a private bar.
Well, that's worth it in itself.
It's a great deal.
That's worth it in itself.
So for middle-aged people like me.
And me too.
Who like a bit of comfort, you know, that's the way to go.
All the queuing, pushing and shut. No, no, no. Let's have the VIP area.
Definitely.
It's worth splashing out that little bit extra because it makes it a little bit better experience, I think.
And again, that's more money that we're raising for charity.
Fantastic. Well, Laurie, how many years has the Brentwood Festival been going now?
This is its sixth year.
6 years, and it's getting stronger and stronger every year.
I can't wait to see who we're going to have on the lineup next year.
Well, me
Any
neither,
thoughts?
To be honest. But you might get the Queen turn up and go, I want one of the VIP seats. Want to be at the front near the toilets.
I'm sure we could arrange that.
Laurie, you're doing an absolutely fantastic job. You really, really are. Thank you so much for coming in and having a chat with us and giving us an update. When it gets nearer the time, you're always welcome to come back and sit and have a chat with me again. If you've got anything else you want to mention, any more headliners that you're trying to squeeze in or anything else, please don't hesitate. Give us a call, organise it with Paul, and then you're always welcome to come back.
Oh, thank you so much, Mike.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.